So one of the things we have to do is to learn to value, learn to appreciate silence, and to see things directly, experience them directly, without putting thoughts and words in between. And this, of course, is very difficult indeed for most of us. We like to talk most of the time. We can't bear the idea of remaining silent. This reminds me of a story which I heard some years ago from an Indian Buddhist monk whose fortune or misfortune it was to come to the West to preach Buddhism here. He visited this country, but he spent quite a lot of time in Germany. And he told me about an experience which he had in Germany. He said one day a lady came to see him, a German woman, and inquired about Buddhism. So when she came, he was engaged in writing a letter to a friend in India. So he just put her in the waiting room, said, "Excuse me just a few minutes, I'll finish my letter, then I shall see you." So then he went to his own room, which was just next to the waiting room, and carried on with his letter. So he told me, he said, "Believe it or not, after 2 or 3 minutes," he said, "the door flew open, and this woman appeared, absolutely distraught. She said, 'I'm sorry, I can't stand it any longer. I was sitting in that room, sitting with no one to talk to.'" So this gave quite a shock to the monk, and he realized what a terrible state some people at least are in the West, when they don't have someone to talk to. Now, talking to can be of many kinds. Not just talking to someone, but picking up a book, switching on the radio, for no other reason really than that one doesn't want to be silent. One doesn't want the mind to be unoccupied. One can't bear to experience silence. One has to fill the mind with something, either someone else's chatter, or the latest thing on the radio, or a book. It's really amazing. Sometimes you find people, apparently intelligent people, who rather than allow their minds to remain unoccupied, just pick up a newspaper, will go through the advertisements again and again and again and again. That's why if you go in the tube, if you sit there, you'll see the tube's advertisements for its own advertisements. And it tells you, I don't remember the exact wording, it's much too clever for me to be able to reproduce it. It tells you that, rather, it tells a prospective advertiser that the people sitting there, that's you and me and everybody else, can't bear to have their minds unoccupied. So in the tube, there's nothing to occupy their mind, so they look at the advertisement, they're sure to read them. It's very sound psychology. One is sure to read them. Because one just wants something to read, some thought, however idiotic, to occupy the mind, to prevent the mind from facing its own reality. That's all it amounts to. To prevent it from being silent. One might say the whole of modern civilization, so-called, is one vast conspiracy against silence. Against our experiencing of the truth, the reality of our own minds.